Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Well, the reason he's coaching is because the co-captain has got a very slow healing knee, which is not good, but despite maybe missing the first round, which is Easter weekend, he'll be back out there soon enough. Jared McVeigh, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on, mate. How is the knee?
Yeah, look, it's coming along slow, but I've ramped up my running the last few weeks, so really trying to push it now because there's not long to go for the season, which is great. Just trying to catch back up to the boys.
Do you get a special cap or something as coach, mate, for the weekend?
Yeah, maybe a whistle.
You need a whistle.
Obviously it's very interesting and it's something very different to what we're normally used to. But I think the boys are all having a bit of a laugh and it's going to be, an interesting day.
Just sack them.
Sorry?
Just sack them if they laugh at you.
Yeah, I might sack horse too.
Now, where will John Longmire be? Will he be in the box with you helping or is he just going to let you run the show?
All the coaches will be in the box helping, but he wants me to basically run the show on the day. But obviously we've got our normal coaches, our senior assistants there, so they'll be there guiding me along. And, they're going to be there for me to ask for help. So they're not taking the day off. They'll be there helping out, definitely.
What's the hardest thing?
Yeah.
Well, not too sure. I've gone through a few of the clips and stuff and trying to find vision for the boys for the meeting tomorrow and stuff like that. So that's been a bit different. But I think on the day, I'm sure I'll be a little bit nervous. And, the way you speak to the boys, I guess, has to be in a different manner to what you normally do. And so that'll be one of the hardest things, I think.
Oh, it's great for you, mate.
Yeah,
really,
it is good.
Really good. I'm sure you're embracing it. Now, the squad, at the end of all the pre-season now and the running, we see the photo and the talk of Buddy Franklin and how fit he is and that he's fit enough to be a midfielder this year if you needed him to be.
Yeah, look, I mean, since I've been in the Swans, since he's been in the Swans, this is the best pre-season he's had. So that can only mean good things for us and the team this year and for him personally. So he's... he's training really well and I'm sure he'll be looking for a huge season this year.
Do the Swans need him in the midfield? Aren't the Swans pretty well served in the midfield, Jared?
Yeah, look, I think our midfield, is one of the best in the AFL. We've got, a lot of quality guys in there, Kennedy and Parker and Tom Mitchell and Kieran Jack and Hannabury. So we've got a lot of good players in there who have been all Australians themselves. But I think, the way the game's going, you have to have more guys running through there, so we'll see a lot of different lineups through our middle. Guys in the middle this year, there'll be a lot of different names running through there.
Yeah, the game just keeps evolving, it seems, Jared. Is it? Is there more of a shift this year, do you think, from the way you have to play?
Hmm.
Yeah, look, the rotations are going down to 80 or 90 this year, so the players will probably have to spend more time on the field. So
okay.
You'll see a lot of midfielders, resting forward, and then we'll have a lot of forward guys, maybe coming into the midfield to help out, just to soak up those extra few minutes. So it'll be, a bit of suck and see the first few rounds to see, to see how all that goes.
Do you miss the old days of the AFL, mate, where the big full forward used to stand there and be the high-flying marker instead of
everyone? Yeah, I mean, that was obviously, fantastic, with Tony Lockett and those types of guys in Sydney. Kicking 100 goals a year was great for the fans to see, but, they didn't have any players dropping back in the hole. Now you've got three or four players sitting there, in front of those big key forwards. So, unfortunately, I don't think we'll see 100 goals again, but the game does change and evolve all the time. So maybe in 20 or 30 years' time, the game might be completely different.
Yeah, it's changed dramatically and it'll probably keep on changing. And, mate, is this a precursor to you going full-time into coaching?
No, not really. It's just for this week only, and that's more what we're focused on is our, for this week and our leadership skills and what the players are seeing and see if that correlates to what the coaches see. And so we've got a few of the boys out on the ground who I'm going to be talking to, and they'll be able to filter that through to the rest of the team. And so, games are won and lost these days when the players have to make decisions in big games on the spot. So that's what, it's all about.
And Jared, final one.
What about it?
Yeah.
And it's always this time each year, mate. We ask one of you senior players about any youngsters coming through. Are there any young recruits we should know of?
Yeah, look, we drafted really well this year. Guys with a lot of good skill. You know, played the Intercup last week, and young Tyrone Leonardis really impressed everyone. And Jordan Dawson's got a really good left foot as well. So those two kids are probably the ones that have been standouts this pre-season.
Coach, good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Jared, always good to chat, mate. We appreciate your time.
No worries.